from in and around the DMV to inside the White House. It's the White House Report with April Ryan, now on 96.3 WHUR.
Hey, April, what's going on?
You know, I'm down here in New Orleans. I'm getting ready to interview a few members of the Exonerated Five. That's the only reason why I got on a plane.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm in New Orleans. I flew to New Orleans in a plane that was nowhere near full.
Yes.
Anytime someone tried to cough, people gave them the look. When if they sneezed, this is my last flight for a while.
Yes.
For real. And the only reason why I came is to come and do moderating a panel at Xavier University, another HBCU shout out.
That's right.
With the Exonerated Five. So this is going to be the last time I'm flying, and I'm waiting to hear from President Trump tonight about moving forward how we deal with mitigating, not containing, we're beyond containing anymore, mitigating this pandemic in this country on the health side as well as the financial side. There will be financial issues with hospitality, cruise ships, the airlines, even Amtrak. I mean, a whole host of sectors will be affected by this. And for those of you who want to travel abroad, you are being told not to. Any gatherings, large gatherings, people are now saying don't do it. We're getting a lot of cancellations. The president called this a Democratic hoax a couple of weeks ago. Well,
yeah.
I don't think so. This is a Democratic hoax. He was even caught up in the news about talking to and being with people who had direct contact with someone who had coronavirus from the CPAC conference. And a lot of those people come in and out of the White House. So I am very careful right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go to work. So
totally understand. There, you know, Washington Post, they're teleworking, a whole newsroom in New York. Everybody is trying to telework if they can. But look, even on the campaign trail, it's being impacted, right? Because the rallies had to be canceled. Front runners now, Biden and Sanders, they're talking about doing a debate with no audience members.
How are you going to debate with no audience members, and how are you going to rally with no rally?
Right, right.
You
it's everywhere.
Right. So the bottom line is that they're going to have to find creative ways on social media, because a lot of us are now cocooning. So a lot of these candidates are going to have to find creative ways to reach the masses. But while we're in this lull of everybody going out, one thing Bernie Sanders is hopeful that while people are cocooning, that he might be able to impact people with his next debate this weekend. I wonder if they're going to do the elbow bump when they see each other versus shaking hands, because you know our president's still shaking hands.
Yeah.
But the question is, you know, will Bernie Sanders get that bump by people sitting in and watching him now? It remains to be seen. Everything is affected by this coronavirus that's now a pandemic. From the White House to the outhouse.
April, thanks so much. Make sure you grab us 12 beignets when you come back. Thank you.
I'll pack them in the suitcase. Yes.
Sounds good, April. Thank you.
All right. Be good, guys.